nest are as big as he is. And that little house, we had it so full of furniture that it was just lined up around the wall. And I got a sweeper, you know, that I could clean without having to move everything.
Uh-huh.
And because it was heavy, all that heavy stuff there, and I couldn't move it around to clean, you know. And then when we started to come to Hominy, to move back to Hominy, this house was for sale. And when I came down here and walked in and these ceilings were as high as they were, I just was real happy. Lester's daddy didn't like it very well. He liked the house, I think, but I don't know why. The one thing, he thought that if we moved in this house that we'd have to buy a whole lot of furniture. He didn't realize how proud we were in that little house.
Yeah.
We didn't have to buy a thing. We had all this furniture in that little bitty house.
Huh.
It was just horrible.
This is a delightful house.
Oh, I like this house. It's real old.
Really good-sized rooms.
And I told you that I enjoy the trees.
Uh-huh.
And I like the size of rooms, too.
Yeah.
If we were building a house, we probably wouldn't have been able to have made rooms the size of these.
I don't know about building a house. I think if you can get a house that's been built for some time and is good and substantial, you're far ahead.
Well, this house was built in a hurry. It was built for a fella that they had coming here to the Pioneer store to sell shoes. One of the built it.
Oh.
And so they put it up in pretty much of a hurry. Uncle Cleve didn't think it was built too well.
Oh.
He knew, too.
I bet he was a real critic.
Yes, he was. I know that when I decided to take the petition, there was just an archway here between the living room and the dining room.
And you took that out.
And we took it out, see.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even tell him I was going to do it until he came down and found the carpenters all here. Because I knew that he would want me to do what I wanted to do, but I knew Lester wouldn't let me, and that was start at the bottom and come up. Because that would have been the first thing that I would have done, knowing that this was an old house and that the foundation was in the condition it was in. I would have raised the house up and put the right kind of foundation before I started anything else.
Uh-huh.
But Lester wouldn't let me do that.
Well, it's very comfortable just as it is.
Yes, it's real fine. We'll go through and finish all the rooms about like we have that front bedroom there and the bathroom. We'll go through this away, see. Go through and finish our house, and we're going to add on, put another bathroom back here, and then sort of a storage place and a washroom for the boys when they come in from the leases, where all their oily things can stay. Yes, that's just what will happen. But Lester probably will always be in the oil business, but I can keep all the oily things back there with the utility room. That's where my washer and dryer are on the back porch. They make that into a regular utility room, and then I told them by the time we got back to this living room, we'd know how we wanted to finish it, if we wanted to panel it like we have the bedroom and the
Well, then you sell the house and get one with only two bedrooms.
That's probably what will happen.
Not
dumb. Bedroom is so small, Lester could almost have it as an office, I think, in there. We need a bedroom large enough that we could have one of those master beds. You know?
Oh boy, wouldn't that be wonderful?
We need that very much.
Well, let's see, some more numbers here.